When was the last time you connected with your long-distance best friend? Your mentor? Your college roommate? Nothing, not even likes and comments on social media, can replace the joy of receiving a holiday card in your mailbox. And with Minted, sending one has never looked more beautiful. Simply upload your photo, choose a card design from an independent artist, then customize the color, shape, and message. For an extra festive touch, add shiny foil accents or upgrade to colored envelopes. Eventful year? Go for a larger format or add a QR code to the back of your card to share what your family's been up to. Upload your contacts and we'll even address your envelopes for free. Check in with your people in a way that matters this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your Minted holiday card order.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Dublin City Marathon takes place this Sunday, and whether you're a seasoned or a first-time runner, preparation is key. And owner of number 17 Personal Training and Human Performance and Wellness Coach, John Belton, joins us this morning. John, let's just say you are a first-time runner. What should you be doing for these final few days now? Is it about tapering down your exercise? Is it about pushing it up? Where do people go here?
Yeah, so if you're in the final days, there's a lot of things that you want to try and control, and there's a lot of things that are just outside of your control. But the most important message here is to start winding down. Like you said, you're in your taper week. You're in the week where all the hard work you've put in throughout the last few weeks and months, your body's recovering and healing and getting ready for the big day. So I think the most important thing here is to do less than you think you'll want to do, and get your body recovered and get yourself ready for the big day.
Okay, so this is the tapering day. So just little twiddly runs around the place. Is that what that means?
It kind of means that. The general rule is that your volume comes down, but your intensity stays slightly up. And what that means is you're not doing your big long 32k runs. You're taking your distance right back, but you are bringing a little bit of speed into the legs. And the reason we do that is we're priming up our body from an energy system point of view for the work that's about to be taken on. So we want to keep a little bit in the steam. We want to keep the speed. We want to be comfortable knowing what our pace is, and we want to have a little bit of fast work. But in general, you're winding down the legs, you're getting your recovery right, and you're dialing your mindset and your equipment and your nutrition in for the big day.
Okay. What about food? You know, I hear, clearly I'm not a runner, or I wouldn't be saying it like this, but I hear about things like carb loading and all this. Yeah. What way do you eat, say, the day before and the morning of?
So I recommend for new athletes getting into it not to overly complicate this area, because most people will 99% of people now will take a gel when they're doing their race. So carb loading is something that is necessary, but it's not. There's no need to go and eat buckets of pasta if you don't usually eat pasta, or eat, you know, a whole load of spuds if you don't usually eat spuds. I would say try and consume a little bit more carbohydrates in the days leading up to the race. So you're loading up your glycogen stores, your natural stored sugar in the muscle tissue. The morning of the race generally would be a higher carbohydrate meal, like your porridge with some honey, some banana, or even some bagels and things like that. My advice would be not to have a heavy protein or fiber meal within 2 to 3 hours of your race, because you don't want your stomach uneasy and kind of trying to process something. So for me, it would be a large bowl of porridge with some protein powder through it, with some honey, some banana, made with a little splash of milk. Most important is getting in your electrolytes, staying on top of your hydration, getting some water in. And then I'm all about the visualization, you know, visualize what your race is going to be like for the week coming up to it. You know, have a little kind of run through of how you want your day to go. You know, visualize where you're going to take your gels, think about, you know, assess the route, look at the route, get to know the details. If there's a hill coming up, you want to take your gel before that hill, not when you start to feel the effects
okay.
of the hill.
That's a good tip. So don't wait till your legs are going straight.
Yeah, you know this wall that we all hear about with
you
the
do?
Marathon?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, at the inevitable piece with doing an ultra endurance or any type of endurance event is things will slightly go wrong. I think it's important to accept that going into it. So some things might not work out as you think they're going to work out. But you'll always get through it, okay? So be consistent and be calm, and you'll get through whatever comes up. So sometimes you might get a little bit of a cramp, or sometimes you might get a bit of stomach ache, or a bit of self-doubt in the middle of the race, a bit of worry, or even that kind of crash where everything just seems to come at you at once. And just be ready for it. If it does come, it'll pass. It does pass, and that's the great thing about ultra endurance and any type of long distance running, is it teaches us that these adversity things will come and will go as well. So to prevent the energy crash or that bonk, it's important to stay ahead of the curve. So get your gels in before you think you need it. Okay. Get your water in before you think you need it. My general rule is, if you have a thought in your head going, should I take a drink? That means you should.
That's totally fair. And very lastly, and briefly, John, when people cross that finish line, obviously a big high, is there anything specific they should do then in terms of eating, drinking, staying warm, any of that just stuff briefly?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Well, you're in Ireland, so you know yourself. You need to have layers ready to go back on straight away. And also just on that, for your warm-ups, try and stay, you know, the bin bags on to try and keep a bit of heat in the body. But you want to be at the start line slightly colder than is comfortable, because once you start running, then you'll heat up. You don't want to be starting into your race with too many layers on. But likewise, when you finish the race, you're going to be warm and you're not going to feel the need. But get your clothing on straight away and try and get yourself into a hot chair. Okay. Resist the urge to lie down on the side of the road and have a pint. But get nutritious food in. People who have a bad experience with marathons tend to be hobbling for
John,
a while afterwards.
Good stuff. Listen, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is John Belton, their owner of Number 17 Personal Training and Human Performance. Obviously, loads of people, best of luck to you if you are doing it. And if you aren't doing it, but you're going to be around Dublin, there is on the website of the Dublin City Marathon lots and lots of road closures this weekend. So you might want to check that out.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.